Vishwabhanu has some natural friendship, and Yashoda heard that her friend Kirtika has got no child, but suddenly found a garot of exquisite beauty, but blind, and taken him from some lake, from the lotus, and he bringing up. She went to him to congratulate that you have got at last a beautiful girl. And he took with him Krishna also. Yashoda took Krishna with her. As they are talking, and Krishna suddenly went to the garot and such a position, the garot suddenly opened her eyes and first saw the boy Krishna. It is told. First opening of eyes and saying, meeting Krishna. This is Lila. Eternal incidents, events repeated in a particular way, like drama. One drama is being repeated many times. This is the eternal quarter. And sometimes screen is taken away and it comes to flush in a particular place. So in the original place, the lila is going on, coexistent. All the lilas, subsequent succession and also coexistent. And by his will, some glimpse comes to different mundane Brahmanda as an exhibition to attract the people for the sake. Oh, it occurred in that way. The first, the children's union, interchanging their vision. After that, that Vishwabhanu king, the Kirtika queen, the chief queen, began to nurture the very child God. Grow now. Vishwabhanu dadhi nabashashi dekhe lalita sati guna ramita pisha. Vishwabhanu udadhi, the sea, just as moon is supposed to come out of Kshiroda Samudra, the present theologists, perhaps, no, theologians, geologists, some of them are opinion that from the Pacific, the moon anyhow was shot forth, thrown. A portion of the Pacific, there was some island, and anyhow by some earthquake or some push, like rocket, it was sent onto the atmosphere and has become moon. It is also, Indian mythology is also that opinion. That the moon has emerged from Kirodadhi, that milk, ocean, milk, ocean. So, Vrishabhanu Dadhi Navasasi Dekhi, Rupa Goswami is described. That the family of Vrishabhanu is compared to that ocean, and from there this moon has sprung up, as Radha Rani, so beautiful, comparing with the moon, has come from the ocean of Vrishabhanu's fortune. The fortune of Vrishabhanu is compared with the ocean, and from there sprung up Vrishabhanu Nandini Sri Radha. Young ages like this, gradually she grown up and had to marry. And the marriage was performed. But that is only ostentatious. Different angles of vision about that. Some saw that Brahma one day get Radha Krishna married in a jungle. Some say actually by the social saw Radha Krishna was married. Different contour. Different modification of different stages. But what Mahaprabhu accepted to be the highest achievement of one's life, that not married wife, Radharani was to Krishna, married elsewhere. But each other's heart did not know anyone else as their flower. The heart's automatic connection, full. And to show, and this to show, it is not chance coincidence. But it was a necessity to establish that the free love crossing recklessly the directions and the influence of the society and the scripture, crossing the conceptions of religious sentiment, taking so much risk, the union with Krishna, that holds the highest position. It makes very rare two points. One point, it is very rarely possible, very hard to get that favorable situation. Another, that for this trespass we are taking the greatest risk possible without caring for anything. This is giving the supreme, most supreme position. Of all the services of different rasa, Madhura rasa is the full, and even if that is to be pushed to its highest intensity, then these circumstances are necessary. Only can produce that sort of intensity. The highest intensity can be produced by artificial death. If we make the rice or the wheat underground to create a dirt of food, then food is very valuable. So also, the dirt, the rareness, the impossibility of union has been created. For such adjustment is necessary between the two, between the couples. And also they are crossing all sort of conceptions of the religion sentiments. And this is the highest. No consideration of anything when they are going to be at all cost, at all risk, they are going to serve. So the intensity becomes highest. It is managed by Yoga Maya to raise it to the highest level. Yoga Maya manages in this way to the union to be the most important, most worthy and fruitful. It is necessary to manage the empowerment and in such a way. As in Vatsalya Rasa, Yashoda is arranging everything. She is mad to food the child, his child. But child does not find the satisfaction there. Krishna. He is satisfied only stealing. He is eating, stealing things. Yashoda has reserved very thin, very palatable things, and he will kindly feed his child. But child is not satisfied there. He wants to stealthily take them and to feed something and to feed others also. That is, there he finds much satisfaction. Not in ordinary stale husband that mother is calling, come my boy, take your seat here. I have kept much valuable dishes for you. I am giving, serving, all these things you take. Ordinary. There he does not find, he can't relish. But he relish. Stealthily he will go and snatch things and he will throw this side, that side, some to monkey, some to other boy. That is the boy's nature for satisfaction. Not in ordinary way. In Vatsalya Rasa also. Showing autocracy. Autocracy, the autocratic nature of exacting affection from the environment. So autocratic nature also of exacting the highest form of love from the concert group. These things we have to understand the scientific position. Otherwise everything belongs to him. Yashoda prepares everything for satisfying him, to make him eat, to feed him. But he is not satisfied to take him that way. So everything belonging to him, he is the enjoyer of everything, the absolute. But still ahiriva gati prema svabhava kuti dhavave. Just as a snake moves in a crooked way, not straight, it is natural for it. So the way of love, the movement of the ways of the love in such a way as it is natural. We have to approach the thing in this way. If we understand that step by step in a scientific way, then we will be able to answer any questions that may generally come, that what is the God, the ideal of God is a debauchee, is a stealing. How it can adjust with the ideal of the holiness and the God? Generally people will come and attack in this way. But they forget, but they can't understand, can't follow, that this is in the first in the plane of sacrifice, not in the plane of enjoyment, exploitation. It is beyond renunciation than sacrifice, dedication, it is there. And then, and he is the owner and the consumer of anything and everything. He can take in any way. Everything is for himself. Everything is for himself. And none is in a position. None have been given a position to comment on that. It is eternal and irresistible, the flow of the plane. The highest, the fundamental flow, the flow of the fundamental plane is of such nature. No question of morality, because not a second party is present there. He is the only party. The only party, his movement is such, you have none to question. It is such by nature. So you come to comment, who are you? What is your position? You are a party to become jealous with his activities is absurd and absolute. You are a culprit. Nirmasaranam satang. In the beginning, Vedabhyas says, what I am going to say here, it is not meant for the malicious people, but the jealous. The jealous, the party feeling that I am also party, I have got the right of comment over the universal. Such foolish and jealous and malicious people has no entrance into this lila of Krishna I am going to describe. Only the non-malicious, non-jealous, who understand his own position, what is he? He cannot question. If he put a question in the absolute movement, then he is wrong. The absolute lila can never be wrong. It is ahit causeless and it is irresistible. And it is the sweetest, the sweetest, the nature of the sweetest and the purest thing goes in such way. And you, as a jealous anti-party, you are going to comment, you are culprit. You are to be punished for that. The universal wave is such. Wave is such. His autocrat, everything is for him. Mind it. He is for himself. He is for himself. He is not to be accountable to any person or give explanation to anyone. Then his absolute characteristics is gone. The absolute wave is such, grasp as none, went in such a way. You are represented there. If you can appreciate, you can have entrance, then you can have taste of that finest quality of sweetness. You are allowed. If you can adjust, you can do away with all jealousy and maliciousness, you will find in your heart that it is and it should be the nature of the absolute sweetness of the Christ. And then we will be considered to be bona fide participant in that lila, and you will find that you will be getting the highest ecstasy in your heart. All accommodating heart, you have to prepare for yourself for the absolute lila. This is what is necessary for you. Be open to receive the absolute waves of sweetness that comes to you. Try to understand. And then through the divine agent, you can prepare yourself for the same. Then you will be able to find. So this is the background of the lila of Radha Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavat and the Mahaprabhu took it for us. You people, be selfless to the extreme, and this is the standard of selflessness, self-effacement, self-forgetfulness, self-surrendering. And then you will be able to participate the universe, the characteristic, the movement, the sweetness of the absolute wave. The wave of sweetness, absolute. That is, which is irresistible, which cannot never be opposed by any anti-force. And it is such. The ultimate existence of the reality is such, of such nature. It is not equilibrium, but it is dynamic. The anandam, the ecstasy, the happiness, it is dynamic, and its movement in such a way. And you can participate it, prepare it, remove all your selfish crookedness and a jealous temperament, then you will be considered fit to come in connection with that most fundamental wave of absolute sweetness. This is the background of Radha Govinda Lila. We must prepare ourselves in such a way if we like to approach towards that. This is Vrindavan, characteristic of Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu and the Acharya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, are the same with this fact to take it to the world. And what this scientific discovery or invention, or rather religious partial conception, will come to do it. Swami Maharaj took it to the length and the breadth of this world, and they are to come to this thought at last, to reach there. This is the goal. The groundwork he has prepared, called so many, come and see, this is not non-scientific, the most scientific, the most argumentative, and the most plain, and the most happy goal of our life. Come, all come, Mahaprabhu came with this successful success in life of you all. Know what is your prospect. The prospect of your life can come to such a high level. Try to understand what is that. What is that? Generally we are captured by the last year, or not even including the animals. Everywhere we find that there is a sort of pleasure which can attract a whole. But what is that? Try to analyze that. And when the outer malicious, defective covers are broken, separated, then we shall find the priti. Originally, it is that great thing, the divine love. The divine love, and that's perhaps a reflection of the divine love, is acting in this world as masterly, the master hand. Even the animals, even the trees also, we are told, they are all men of this union satisfaction. But what is that? The bottom, the ideal of this child, go to understand that. In the highest plane, it is so sweet, it is so pure, it is so desirable, and it is the real fulfillment of us all, including the whole world animation. All the body. It is there, the cause, the divinity is there. And the further reflection is capturing and giving a reaction, giving troublesome reaction to this sense pressure here. But in the original, it is very wholesome, and it is the wholesome of you all. Sarve Savarhai. Gulokati sthiti, back to home, and home is sweet. And the sweetness, the charm of the home is there. And it is in this way it has been described, given in Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu. And the Gauriya Math, and to you all, Samana, a general call to understand your own fulfillment, to get your fate, try your fate, and to get the highest fortune. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, I stop you. Jai Radhi, Gaur Hari Gaur, Jai Gaur Hari.